Have your seat quietly. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, thank you. Pastor, thank you one more time for the honor, the privilege. God is multiplying assemblies like this all over the earth. And I just came to encourage you, encourage the work, let you know that you've had the true gospel, that what you are holding on to is sound doctrine, that what God has bequeathed you in his servant is what he has planned for the days and the seasons we're in. Tell your neighbor you are in the right place. God brought you here to be fed, to be nourished, to be nurtured, to be strengthened, and to carry out his assignment. You will be blessed as you go about it. Your life will be enhanced as you go about it. Your life will be transformed as you go about it. And Jesus will constantly be glorified. Amen. Accept it too. So we're looking at supernatural joy. That's the general team. So permit me, whichever direction I sense to go, I'll just go. Amen. Glory to God forever. Acts chapter 2. And I'm going to read from verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them a glowing tongue like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I'm going to jump all the way to verse 7. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these we speak Galileans? And how hear we, every man in our own tongue, when we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia and Egypt, in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, you men of Judea. So, obviously, the men that were the audience who were amazed, some were mocking, were generally Jews. Hallelujah. You men of Judea, all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken, as you suppose, seeing is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. I'm going to pause there. I want you to look at the background. Peter is about to explain certain activities that have been spoken of ahead of time in the scriptures. The beauty of Acts chapter 2 is that Luke writes to us in a narrative language. Somebody who was more or less like an eyewitness, cataloging to us events that took place on that precious day. What was special about the day of Pentecost? Well, it wasn't special in a natural sense because it was the day of one of the feasts observed by the Jews. But the difference on this particular season was that they observed the feast in the reality of the feast and not in the shadow for the very first time. So notice, Peter did not doubt or refute the statement that they are drunk. He only said, these are not drunk as you suppose. In other words, beyond speaking with tongues, certain activities were seen. Hallelujah. You don't say someone is drunk because they spoke in tongues. No. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, Paul says, when we come together and you all speak with tongues, and there are coming some that are unlearned and unbelievers, we did not say you are mad. They won't say you are drunk. So obviously, whatever they were doing here was more than just tongues. We know tongues and interpretation was involved, but apparently after that interpretation, some certain activities were seen that made the people conclude, these men are full of new wine. Emphasis on new. This was a statement by the observers. So when they said new, It's not scriptural language. It's natural language. It means something undiluted. It means strong intoxication. That's what it means. These men are full of new wine. But I want you to notice from verse 1, when the day was fully come, so the background of Acts chapter 2 is Acts chapter 1 and Luke chapter 24. Hallelujah. So in that background, a teaching had gone on. The Bible says, they were all together with one accord in one place. What does Luke mean by one accord? Number one, they gathered there by agreement. Number two, they gathered there by instruction. Number three, they had the same teacher. Number four, they had the same expectation. I'm going to take that again. They gathered there by agreement. They were together with one accord. They had the same teacher. They had the same expectation. So they had the same hope of what they were expecting. When it was fully come, they were together with one accord. So when the day of fulfillment was come, everybody gathered expecting the same thing. And Bible says, suddenly came a sound from heaven as rushing mighty wind. He filled all the house where they were sitting. Notice a sound from heaven. Of course, Luke again uses narrative language. A sound from heaven doesn't mean from the atmospheric heaven. It simply means from the realm of the spirit. The word heaven there is a reference to the unseen realm. A sound came. Now, history tells us that where they were gathered there is also called Solomon's Porch. Solomon's Porch was a section of the temple at Jerusalem. Just one section, out of many sections. So they favor the particular section. You'll see them in Acts chapter 5 also from verse 12. When God wrought mighty miracles by the hands of the apostles, they were also together with one accord in Solomon's Porch. So there was a particular place where they used to gather. It was called Solomon's Porch. So if you were not among the 120 who were gathered there, you won't hear the sound. You won't see the cloven tongue like a sapphire. So it was an experience unique to those who gathered in that particular place. It means it was not a natural experience. It was a spiritual experience. Hallelujah. Remember, they had the same teacher. They had the same instruction. They were expecting the same manifestation. So they flew together with the spirit exactly the same way. That's proof that the teacher that taught them is one. So notice, there came a sound from the unseen. That's a description that everybody heard the sound. Everybody was born of the same spirit. Everybody saw the same sight. Everybody began to speak. Now, there may have been differences in the rate at which they spoke, but everybody spoke 120. And that's interesting because it means the experience was for every single one of the 120. So the early church, we see, cataloged by Luke, fulfilling prophecy, expressing something God has spoken about ahead of time. Hallelujah. Remember in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Jesus, at the tail end of 40 days of teaching, you know, sometimes I used to wonder that, if Jesus taught for 40 days, what could he be teaching about? But I've come to conclude that if he can teach for 40 days, I can teach for 40 years. Hallelujah. The final teacher taught something for 40 days, and it's with people he has spent 3.5 years with, and he spent 40 days in the spirit, in his resurrection. I mean, the limitation had been removed. Along the line, they got saved, they got born again, and he taught them for 40 days, and he spoke concerning things concerning the kingdom. That means the way you receive now is even from the way you received before. I had to be with you. I sorted out your need physically, but if you want your need sorted, you receive the same way only by his spirit. So he had to redirect, reorient, change their way of thinking to let them know that I am with you spiritually. But you may not be able to see me physically and visually, but I'm still with you. And to be with you this way is better than the way I was with you before. He spent 40 days explaining from the laws of Moses, from the Psalms and the prophets, kept explaining how the prophecies have been fulfilled, how in them was the reality of the prophecy fulfilled. Hallelujah. And it's interesting, after 40 days, when you get to verse 6, you see them asking Jesus, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? What was he teaching? The things concerning the kingdom of God. What were they thinking? Kingdom of Israel. How to become chief magistrate? How to become the... After 40 days. No one I said, Daddy, you can't go like this. You have problem. You have problem. The way you are going. After 40 days. But these were the people Jesus labored over and didn't give up. He said, Daddy, in other words, everything I said to you, the Spirit will open your eyes to understand. Ephesians chapter 1. No one look at Paul's prayer. So you and I, in that sense, are no different from people in the early church. You know, sometimes we place them in this dimension as though they were super. Like, they were super spiritual people. No. After 40 days. So if pastor has taught 2-3 weeks after, he has been asking. So, will the spirit fall on me? You know, you start thinking that, I spent hours. You still don't get it. No, Paul said, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you spiritual wisdom, which is revelation by the Spirit, so that the eyes of your understanding be what? Enlightened. That you may know what is the hope of his calling. And what the riches of the glory of that inheritance. That inheritance is in you. But your eyes have to be open to see it. Why? The way they used to communicate with God before was God outside them. God far from them. But God came near. But more than came near, he came to live inside them. So there was a different way that he needed to operate now. There's a different frequency he needed to understand. And so Paul was praying, the eyes of understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. And what the riches of the glory of his inheritance were in the saints. Say, his inheritance is in me. Because his spirit is in me. Hallelujah. So, Jesus was teaching. In verse 8 of Acts chapter 1, he now says, tarry ye, or rather, he said, you shall receive power. After which the Holy Ghost will come upon you. Active what? You will receive power. Or you will lay hold of power. So there's something you will do after you realize that the Holy Ghost is within you. You will receive or you take off. So God will supply, you will receive. God will make available a supply, you will take hold of the supply. You will receive power after which the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. Hallelujah. The same instruction he gave to them in Luke chapter 24. Remember, Luke is the same writer of both the book of Luke and the book of Acts. In Luke chapter 24, look at what it says. I'll read from verse 49. And behold, he's standing in front of them. He's teaching them. In verse 44, he has said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. So whatever Jesus taught in the four Gospels, the root of it, the foundation of it was taken from where? Law of Moses, the prophets, and where? In the Psalms. Jesus did not manufacture any teaching. He simply amplified, explained, and threw light on the teaching of Law of Moses, the Psalms, and the prophets. So it says, these are the things which I sent unto you when I was yet with you. So the things they taught in the four Gospels, Jesus was saying, this is the fulfillment. In other words, when you heard me saying it in the four Gospels, I was prophesying, just like one of the prophets. I was speaking ahead of time, things that would take place. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus stood before them one day in Matthew chapter 11, from verse 25. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But they were standing in front of him. How do you come to somebody you are standing in front of? And he was teaching them, come unto me. Where would they go to? Come unto me. The language was different. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And yet it was a prophecy about the resurrection, about receiving forgiveness of sin resurrection. But he said, come unto me. When will they come? They will come by believing. When will they believe? When he rises from the dead. So many things he taught. As a futuristic event. Hallelujah. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you, not I give you, I will give you future. I will give you. So it was something that was going to happen. He was talking about his resurrection. John's Gospel, chapter 4, he spoke to the woman by the well and told her. Look at John's Gospel, chapter 4. I'm trying to leave a little bit of a foundation before we start off, even though I know you are well taught. But the word of God is always refreshing. Amen. Amen. John's Gospel, chapter 4. And we see Jesus with the woman by the well. And Jesus is teaching. I'm going to read from verse 13. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give. That's the phrase. I shall give. Not something I give now. It's something I shall give. Futuristic. I shall give. Him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give future shall be in him, or what? A well or fountain of water springing up into what? Life everlasting. That means it will be with you forever. You will be identified in light of the well that you have received. The fountain will be your identification. That's what he's saying. The water that I shall give, future. Hallelujah. And so if you follow the teaching, John chapter 4, John chapter 6, John chapter 7, the teaching continues all the way to John chapter 14. He kept speaking about something that he would do. So when he was talking to them in Luke chapter 24, these are the words which I speak to you while I was yet with you. That all things, which things? The things he taught, the things he spoke to them about, which were prophecies, those things are now fulfilled. Glory to God. So remember again, they had received the Spirit. He had taught them how to lay hold on the Spirit. Whatever activity we see in Acts chapter 2 is a response to the teaching of Jesus. Why did they react the same way? Because they were taught by the same master, the same Lord, the same teacher. And that teaching reflected in their actions. So even if we are not present, you will know what they were taught by the way they behaved. Glory to God. You will know what they were taught by the way they behaved. They were all few. They began. That was a supernatural element that was not common to man. They were few, they began. And if you follow the law of interpretation of scriptures, they were all filled and that is, they began. So the filling is the beginning. They were all filled, that is, they began. So to begin or to initiate was a supernatural ability that now come and has been given to them by being born again. Hallelujah. Say, I'm born again. Say, I'm born of the Spirit. I start things in the Spirit. I can begin when I want to. Glory to God. Many times when I try to help people get filled with the Spirit, when I say filled with the Spirit, I'm talking about talking in tongues. Because, you know, some years back when I was an actual pastor in opposite University of Ibadan, brought his brother onto me. I said, he had done everything possible. He has laid hands and laid legs. The man did not speak in tongues. He said, and he was speaking before he stopped. So he was expecting me to lay hands. I said, I'm not going to lay hands. I said, sit down in that chair, be looking at me. And I began to teach. I said, when he gets to a point, when knowledge gets to a critical mass, you will bust out. So he began to look at me, and I began to share God's word. He got to a point where he saw it, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. When he saw it, he began to speak. The ability was always resident. He refused to yield. And for you to refuse to yield, it means something is blocking your yieldedness. Either it is ignorance or wrong information. Either it is ignorance or wrong information. In the same way, years ago also, this must have been 23 years or so ago also, a lady came, middle-aged lady, and she spoke about, the minute she came to my office and she began to talk about the Spirit, I knew something was wrong. Because the way she started saying was that, Pastor, I've been looking for the Spirit for 33 years. So when you want to help people who are on the wrong path, you say something to shock them out of their ignorance. I said, Ma, he's not lost. Because he said she has been looking for, I said, he's not lost. He's with me. I believe he's, are you born again? He said, is he with you? He said, Pastor, you don't understand. So that I was making light of what he was saying. He said, I've been looking for his spirit. I said, Mike, he's not lost. His spirit is not lost. He said, you don't understand. I fasted 7 days. I fasted 21 days. I fasted 40 days. I said, to receive the same spirit. You know, you feel like you are not holy. Like, you're just speaking in tongues and just like that, you didn't even fast. Is that not cheating? You just feel like, what's going on? I said, I've been looking for. I said, you did 7 days, 21 days, 40 days. He now said that everywhere I went, people will receive and I will not receive. I said, so the Holy Ghost singled you out. Just look at your face. Talk, man, I don't like you. You will not speak. I seized your tongue. You know, when I said that, she began to. I said, you know, the Bible says God is no respecter of persons. He only respects God. So why would he give to them, won't give to you? I said, obviously, what's that about God giving? It's about you receiving. I said, will you give me 5 minutes? In 5 minutes, you receive. He said, Pastor, you don't understand. So I'm looking for 5 minutes. I said, will you just give me 5 minutes? The only thing I did was show her that the Holy Ghost is a gift. If a member of a class in primary school, an alumni of that class comes to the school and says, everybody in class 5A, where I was once a student, please let me give each of them 5,000 naira because they're members of that class. And you happen not to come to that class that day because you were sick. You came the week after. When you come to see your teacher the next week, what do you do? Do you beg for it or you just come and receive it? Do you beg or you come and receive it? What qualifies to receive? Be a member of the class. That's what the alumni said. Once you're a member, the gift belongs to you. So when you come, you don't beg for a gift. Once you beg, it's no longer a gift. The begging invalidates the fact that it's a gift. If it's a gift, it must be given freely. The qualification is that you're saved. So I want to make you see, if you're a member of that class, all you need to do is come receive the gift, because the gift belongs to you. Everybody in class has collected. The only reason why you didn't collect was you were not present. Now that you are present, what do? You come and say, man, I was absent. Where's my gift? They give you the gift. The minute I said so, I saw the light pop behind her eyes. As I laid my hands, it was in my office. There was no usher there. The power of God touched her. She fell on the rug. And she began to speak in tongues. And she was crying. This time around, it was tears of joy and tears of regret. Oh, my God, I've suffered so much. Oh, my God, I've suffered so much. I've suffered so much. Glory to God. Freely you have received. Freely give. Jesus said so. He said, you shall receive. He has never lied. He said so in his resurrection. You shall receive. Ekuposte fetila gaste. Enkuburi etila tekita. He opens the door that you may walk in. He opens the door that you may run in. He opens the door that by jumping, you may jump in. Choose therefore either to sit or to move into the fullness of what he has provided for. This is the season, and the turnaround has come. The change has come. The season is here. Praise to his name forevermore. 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 Glory to God forevermore. Have your seat one more time. Glory to God forevermore. They began. They began, you know. Woo! Hallelujah. Now, you know, if you're not one of us, just pretend like you're one of us. Because you're already here. It's too late to go home. Hallelujah. You know, what just happened now is the suddenly that Luke talked about. Suddenly. Everything just seems calm, but you see, under the surface. Hey. Hey. Now, you know one thing? You know, when we just busted out in joy now, I saw something. You know, when men are walking with their own effort, walking and striving, and making significant progress, suddenly, many people stepped upon the slide, and the slide just carried you, and your progress became very fast. Very fast. Very fast. Very fast. Glory to God. Glory to God forevermore. Have your seat one more time. I'm helped by God. I'm helped by God. I'm helped by God. My bills are paid. Woo! Hallelujah. You know the ways of God are wonderful. He said, and suddenly, 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 and suddenly. Thank you, Lord. We're counting 50, 20, 30, 40. We will soon start counting hundreds. In this assembly, hundreds, 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 hundreds. Men will flock in. They will flood in. They satisfy discontent. They will come to feed. They will come to receive. They will come to drink. They will come to be blessed. They will come to be discipled. They will come to be nurtured. They will come to be strengthened. They will come from every direction. For you see, tonight a door is open in the spirit. A door is open to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west, and the angels of God are released to the four corners of the earth to cause the harvest to come. And men are coming in their numbers. They are coming in their numbers. They are coming in their numbers. In the name of Jesus. This is that season. A change has come. A change has come. A change has come. A change has come. There's ease with the labor. There's ease with the labor. There's ease upon the labor. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Have you seen one meaning? Is it? And suddenly, they began. You could say that the activity of the Spirit would not be seen until they began. So there was something about their beginning or their starting that was a reflection of what was going on in the realm of the Spirit. Glory to God. The Spirit of God is here. The glory of God is here. But the glory of God never operates out of thin air. No. He has brought many sons unto glory. Hallelujah. He has brought many sons unto glory. So Acts chapter 2, 1 to 4 is a demonstration of many sons brought into glory. Hallelujah. They began. Where did they begin? In the glory. If you were standing around that day, you will see men seated in a chair. You know, in verse 14, the Bible says, and Peter standing up with 11. So all the activities were seen. Now, people were saying they were drunk. They were actually seated. When I mean seated, some were on the floor. Some were rolling. Have you been in meetings like that before? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I mean, when you see people doing things that if you pay them money, they cannot act it out. I went to a meeting in the city of Abeokuta to teach in the morning. And I told them, when you're coming in the evening, don't wear heels. I said, dress appropriately. We're coming for a holy festivity. For you have come unto Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. The heavenly Jerusalem. To an innumerable company of angels. You have come. You have come. You have come. Every time you read Hebrews 11, 12, 22. So Hebrews 12, 22. Every time it is, you are come. Not you will come. You are come. In case you forget, you have come. You are here now. You can't go out. You are here now. Glory to God. To an innumerable company of angels. Innumerable company of angels. You are come unto Mount Zion. So I told them, dress appropriately when you are coming in the evening. And we started the meeting in the evening. And then there was this couple that came late. They didn't come in the morning. They didn't start also with the beginning. So they didn't know what they had said before. All they came was they saw the place in an opera. Holy Ghost Fiesta. You know, nobody can party like the Holy Ghost. I don't understand. Nobody can party like the Holy Ghost. Nobody can party like the Holy Ghost. I mean, heavenly sharks. Hallelujah. And when I preach the gospel to young men, I don't tell them, alcohol is bad. I tell them it's inferior. Cocaine is cheap. Marijuana is poor taste. I mean, why you sniff God? Hey, when you sniff God, see, Most High is not a title. He's really the Most High. Nothing is higher than that. When you sniff God, you don't come down. You stay permanently high. People are looking at you. Try going again. And so they came in late for the meeting. When they were coming in, the drummer ran out. The pastor was up in hand on one leg. The pastor's wife was under the chair prophesying. They were wondering, what's going on in this church? What kind of church is this? And I love ladies. Ladies are quick to respond to the spirit. The wife already jumped in and began to rejoice. The husband was still looking. Then he saw somebody laughing. He made a mistake. He started laughing. Oh my God. When he opened his eyes, he was on the floor. Trying to get up. This is the real wine. 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 Glory to God, my mama. Woo! Hallelujah. Have your seat 1 minute. Because one of the things I came to introduce tonight, Apu Sefratile Kike, Shikomo Sefratile Katia, Enosoma, Enosoma, Enosoma. I will never leave nor forsake, saith the Lord. And so I've stationed help available at all times. For as you rejoice, eyes open. As you rejoice, ears open. As you rejoice, comprehension comes. And you begin to see like you have never seen. To hear like you have never heard. And so you see the doors that are open. You see the provisions made available. That you may stream in abundance and you may walk in plenty. For this that season when none that serve will lack. And none that worship will have nothing missing, nothing broken in their lives. And so this is the experience available in the now, in the now, in the now. So open your eyes and see. Surplus and abundance is here. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Have your seat one more time. Notice again, it says, they began. They began. When the day was fully come, they began. That means they started. They initiated. Something was communicated to them that made them able to start. They began to speak with other tongues. And then as they kick up to Stephi Telika, what happened next? Interpretation came. What happened next? Rejoicing followed. Hallelujah. Rejoicing followed. And look at Isaiah chapter 12. Because remember, these are the words which I spake to you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled. What are the things fulfilled? The prophecies of the prophets. They have been fulfilled in the resurrection of Jesus. Now, in that resurrection, therefore, activities of the Spirit will be seen through men, manifested through men. But those are men who know. Those are men who have complained. Those are men who have laid away. Jesus said, you shall receive, or you will take off. How will they take? With knowledge, with revelation. That's how they will take. In other words, the Spirit is present, but you may be inactive. The Spirit is present, really supplied, but you may not yield to the Spirit. So there's something about yielding to the Spirit as we have been doing tonight. Yielding to the Spirit, which is based on revelation knowledge. Hallelujah. In Isaiah chapter 12, and I'm going to read from verse 1. Glory to God. With joy, with joy, with joy, with joy. But look at the way it began. Isaiah chapter 12. Isaiah, looking ahead, ahead of time, Isaiah saw something. In Isaiah chapter 12 from verse 1, it says, and in that day thou shalt say, how did you get saved? By saying. How did you get saved? By saying. With the heart, man believes unto what? Righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So there is a day in which men will believe in their heart and they will speak with their mouth. And spiritual realities become their reality and their experience. Hallelujah. The day you confess Jesus as Lord is not the day Jesus died and rose again. No, that's the day you realize that sacrifice has been made, Christ is risen, and you communicated and cooperated with your lips. So in that day, thou shalt say. So we see Isaiah by the spirit of prophecy now telling us that the first way you cooperate with what God has done is with words of your lips. In that day, thou shalt say. Which day is he referring to? The day that the Lord has made. The day of salvation, day of redemption, the day of his resurrection. Glory to God. In that day, you are among those who have already said, look at what you will say. You will say, oh Lord, I will praise thee. For thou was angry with me, thy anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. So again, remember the language of the prophets, the day we will put God responsible for every single thing. But what was he really saying? There was anger against me. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God. Hallelujah. The gift of God is what? Eternal life. Romans 6:3. 23, rather. So it says, in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though you were angry, there was anger, boiling anger was laid against me. Boiling anger was laid against me. See what it says? But now your anger is turned away. Your anger is turned away. In the original Greek, it means something, someone came in between and deflected the wrath, deflected the anger. So there was anger. I was positioned for anger. I was deserving of wrath. But someone came in and deflected the anger that was due me, and it took it out of the way. So it says anger was directed in my towards me. But in that same day, I noticed something. The wrath that was due me was taken away. It was deflected. It was paid for by someone. And then you comfort me. You took my side, you took my position, and you came over to my side. You became my advocate. Hallelujah. That's what he said. In that day, Isaiah is describing the day of salvation by prophecy. In that day, look at verse 2. He said, behold, God, my salvation. The one is, if you're using King James, it's satisfied. Behold, God, my salvation. Interestingly, that's the word Yeshua, where the name of Jesus comes from. So by the spirit of prophecy, Isaiah is saying ahead of time, you will see Jesus. You will behold Jesus. And when you see Jesus, how will you see him? The day that the anger is turned away, that's the day of his resurrection. Glory to God. Remember, Romans chapter 4, verse 25. He was delivered for our offenses. He was raised again for our justification. Romans chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have what? Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So when he says, in that day thou shalt say, then in verse 2 he now says, behold, in that same day, I see Jesus. Behold Jesus, I will trust and not be afraid. In other words, I will trust in what he has accomplished. I will trust in resurrection. There will be no room for fear. I will trust and not be afraid. See, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and song. He also, in my trusting, in my confession, he has now become my salvation. So he is my promised Savior. But it's my Savior in reality now. When will it happen? In that day. And you know, Jesus kept mentioning the day and the hour almost throughout his teachings, particularly in the Gospel of John. Jesus kept referring to the day, kept referring to the hour. The hour cometh and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father what? Seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him how? In spirit and in truth. William was still talking about the resurrection. The woman said, we worship God in this mountain. This is where our fathers worship God. But you see, in Jerusalem is where men ought to worship. And Jesus said, you have a comment that neither in this place nor in Jerusalem shall you worship the Father. So Jesus introduced God's identity to the woman. You call him God, we call him Father. You will not in this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You may have worshiped God in this mountain and in Jerusalem. But when it comes to the Father, you worship how? In spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such. Oh, how is he seeking? Well, through prophecy, he's been saying a people will come on the horizon. A people will come on the scene. A people will arise. Through me, his presence will be seen. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth what? The praise of him who has called you out of darkness. Where? Say, I'm in marvelous light. Say, I'm in marvelous light. All that is in this light is giving me to express. So he said, there's a people that will show for, that is display, that is demonstrate. There's a people that's come that will display, that will demonstrate. That's Peter picking up the prophecy. Now, again, Isaiah says, in that day, this is what you will say. In that same day, you will behold, you will see Jesus. So when Jesus was saying the Father seeketh, so he means God has been planning, God has been looking forward into bringing that day to come to pass, where there will be sons who will worship the Father, and they will worship in the reality of his resurrection. That is to worship the Father in spirit and where? In truth. Glory to God. You know when we rejoice, we're worshiping in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. It's not being spooky, it's being real. Not to rejoice is to deny your heritage. You didn't hear me. Not to rejoice is to deny your heritage. It's to deny what Christ has accomplished. Didn't you hear what Paul said? Rejoice. Again, I say unto you. Rejoice. Can you rejoice too much? No such thing. Like saying, I pray too much. Pray without season. And he gave you the spirit that will enforce it. Pray without season. If Paul says, rejoice evermore, then pray without season. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God for you. Not for everybody. For you who is in Christ Jesus. You are wired to pray without season, rejoicing evermore, to give thanks continually. The next is, quench not the spirit. What does that mean? It means from the time you started praying, and you were rejoicing, and you were giving thanks, the spirit has been in expression. As you continue, don't stop. In other words, the spirit within you wants to express joy, wants to express prayer, wants to express thanksgiving. That same spirit wants to bring you into prophecy. Hallelujah. Say, quench not the spirit. Do you know that means you are in control, you are in charge? Hallelujah. I will say it again. When I was in the world, I am grateful to God I never had the opportunity to drink or to smoke. So I don't miss anything. Because when I came into Christ, I met the original one. Yes. In my room, 57, 55 below, we would drink and drink, roll on the floor. People would say, who is pounding? And I was on the top floor. Who are those people pounding? For me and my friends, seven of us, we would get drunk in our room. When you want to help somebody else, the team will fall upon you. Behave. Behave yourself now. I am trying to be. I'm behaving. But when you tell a believer behave, it's not the natural word. This is how to behave. Hey. Because at every news we receive, I hear the just in case rain. It says school fees have gone down. I don't understand. Did you hear what I said? I heard you. Why are you laughing? My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And when you are busy laughing, your father is busy working. He is working things out. 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 He's working things out. Glory to God. Someone has a problem with the ear. Your ear just pop open now. You are healed. You are healed. You are healed. Someone has a sprain towards the right side of the body. Check it. Flex your body right now. Do it this way, this way. It's gone. It's gone. Check it now. It's gone now. Somebody says, why? Because our rejoicing is full of glory. It's full of glory. We'll explore that maybe tonight or maybe tomorrow morning. We'll explore that. But notice, sit down a little bit. You know, we're taking it step by step. Listen, when you enter a pub, at least I watch movies if I'm not taking it all. Since you are the one buying the alcohol with your money, you don't rush it. The fact that you bought it gives you right to sit down in the pub, even for 2 hours if you want to. So those who are immature, who are new to the game, they just rush. And when they rush, half a bottle, they are gone. But you know some of us. you say, why is that 6 months? Father, what did you say? Your ear will be cleansed. All this now, I can't hear God. I don't understand. He that sits in the heavens shall laugh. And he make you to sit there together with him. So if you are not laughing, it's like you are disconnected. You are not following him. If he's laughing, what should he be doing? What should he be doing? I don't understand. Your father is not intimidated. In nothing should you be terrified. Nothing. In nothing. In nothing. In nothing. Glory to God. When the bills come in, have a party. Have a Holy Ghost fiesta. Bring the bill. Lay it down. You know, I don't know about you, but in my little walk with God, I'm not disturbed about the bill being paid. What is exciting me is the avenue he wants to use that will be a blessing to me. I don't even get it. God will do it. That's not my problem. The issue, what is exciting me is that when he wants to do, there's a lesson. There's a way he pays the bill that will be a lesson to you as a son about how faithful your father is. I mean, somebody has a need today. And that's 24 hours. Listen carefully. He has a need today. They say, he will give you 24 hours. And somebody came to his house the next morning with the exact amount he needed, saying, God sent me to come the day before you prayed. You don't get it. That is, there are different ways. When you are requesting, God say, which way do you want me to use? There are many ways. Which kind of way do you want? Which kind of way? Is it money in envelope? Is it those who don't know you yourself just send money to you? I mean, somebody sent money to a friend of mine. I said that I don't like you. And he sent money. I sent you money. So I thank you very much. I said, don't thank me. I don't like you. But I'm sending you money. He said, don't like me. Be sending the money. You don't understand? Who says you have to like you? I mean, those strange and marvelous things without number. In the category of God's glory. When that season of signs and wonders, I'm telling you, don't just laugh and rejoice and not have your needs met. No post fragile caste. Stoba tilekio. Thank you. Thank you. You had a visitation in recent times. An angel was sent to you by the Most High. But the presence of that angel partially terrified you, and you were mum and quiet all through. You were trembling. You couldn't see anything. Pray some more in the Holy Ghost until boldness arises. For the angel will not be able to carry out the assignment he sent until you begin to speak, and to speak words given by my spirit. For as you speak, then the angel will give and deliver the instruction and we go out and carry the assignment. Who is the person? It was just recently. You felt a very strange presence. You were trembling. You were alone. Who is the person? Okay. You see, sometimes, not that you will always see them, but their presence will be triggered. You will just sense that a strange being is present. But you know, it's not fear. It's not natural fear. It's just a holy reverence that settles upon you. But your response should have been to pray in the Holy Ghost. And as you pray, an instruction will have been given to you to speak. As you speak those things, it will be news to you too, but the angel will go forth. And as the angel go forth, some things become easy for you in life and ministry. For that's why the angel was sent. But I will send the angel again, say the Lord. There will be a second chance. And this time around, teka fose lipa kite liko kude ni 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 ni. An utterance will come out shortly to you in the coming days. As you take here, you raise your right hand, it will be a signature of my right hand. And as you speak, the angels of this assignment will begin to do some unusual things in the area of miracles. And time will be shortened, but testimonies will mightily abound. They will mightily abound. Yeah. Yep. Your poste fratilekia estuzo kubu 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 peliata ki de gia. Yeah. You feel that warmth all over you right now. And your hands are trembling. That's the power of God. Our pastor here, an impartation is taking place right now. So that hand is shaking, it's burning all over. That's the power of God. And from tonight, the intensity will increase. For celebrate that men may learn to walk in the glory of God. Men may learn to walk in the fullness of the assignment. For much work will be done. It will be done by power. It will be done by tangible power. And tangible power will flow out to you, will release through you. And many lives will be blessed. Many lives will be blessed as a result of it. Thank you. Today, tomorrow is your day. You've never experienced the power of God tangibly before. Today, tomorrow is your day. For the hand of God will fall upon you like you have never experienced. Yeah. Strongly. That craving you have, that hunger you have, Pastor Kia, use me. That cry in the secret place is going to be answered right here in the open. For the finger of God shall fall upon you mightily. Oh, fastele pike, suburki, suburki de badia. Es to go bro, de kike liga. Es tibre de ge, es tigo gulu gulu do gilege. Someone, the tip of your fingers, four of them, they are twitching. The tip of your fingers are twitching. If you're that person, raise that particular hand. The fingers, not the palm, now the fingers are twitching. Yeah. God's power, like blue flame, will go forth through you. Healings will be wrought. More healings will be wrought than before. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Thank you. Visions are multiplying. More divinely granted appearances. Multiplied in this assembly. Nothing ordinary, nothing low-key. But the grace of God, the glory of God, causing men to flourish and to prosper in this same assembly. It will continue to climb up. It will rise. And many mighty things shall be done. Oh, Father, we exalt you. Oh, we give you praise. Give him thanks. And just worship him where you are. Oh, Pastor Lepiketi. Oh, we worship him. Oh, we exalt you. Oh, we exalt you. Oh, we praise you. We praise you. Paluna Kitelia. Engo Subada Gatikili. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Just get on the keyboard. Ala Pastor Kita. Let us flow with the Spirit of God tonight. Oh, Pakile Breste, Sisa Bredikati here. Oh, Pokele Brede Kiki, Sisa Breste Kita Ligadaya. Yeah, the heat is in your belly. You are feeling that warm rumbling is in your belly. Yeah, for some it's in your belly. And then for some of you, it's all over you. It's all over you. The glory of God, the power of His majesty. You shall receive power. His grace made manifest. His goodness shed abroad shall come to pass. The last day, saith the Lord, I'll pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And upon my servants and mandates, upon them, will I pour out of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. They shall yield to the spirit. I will pour out. That means your sons and daughters shall prophesy. When I pour out, it will be your sons and daughters prophesying.
Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised.